The Midweek Drive Class of 2013. Nicola Clancy, Ed Wellman, Katie Grimerson, Natasha Turney, Alex Levchuk, and more from Siren 107.3 FM to the world.
Well, 3 out of 5 ain't bad. Interesting enough, Katie, you pronounce Grimason in the... work our way through that whole process. It'll happen. Good afternoon once again. Cameron, what's the weather like in Nashville?
Well, we had a really big storm go through overnight and spawned some tornadoes here and there, but even our wheelie bins managed not to tip over. We just had a few down limbs from trees, so it wasn't too bad. Lots of rain.
Do you have wheelie bins in Nashville? It seems frightfully British, really. Is it an import or something?
Yeah, well, if it had been raining continually, it would have been England, yeah.
Okay, well, let's formally welcome to the studio the co-director of Mistaken Presence. That will be John Plowman. As we said prior to the news, John, it's good to see you in every sense of the word. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, and thank you for having me along.
That's good stuff. And why is this project so important? Calling All Singers in Lincoln. This is something which is taking place on Thursday, the 7th of February at 7:30 p.m. What event are you actually involved with the production of?
Well, the event on the 7th, the one you just mentioned, is the rehearsal for the final performance, which will be on Saturday the 9th of February, and 2 days later.
This is the performance, of course, of A Denouement.
Well, it's actually, A Denouement is the final exhibition of a series of curated exhibitions that have been held for the last 12 months at the Greyfriars building in the centre of Lincoln. And the project, the overall title of the project, of the series of exhibitions, is called Mistaken Presence, and it's been curated by my colleague Alan Armstrong and myself. And a denouement, as the word denouement would infer, is the conclusion, if you like, of the series of commissions that has happened over the preceding 12 months. And the key, the performance of the song is the final outcome of the commission by the artist Emma Smith, who has composed a song, written the lyrics and the music for a song which will be performed
and
for the first time.
And we'll be speaking to Emma during this first hour of the programme, so exciting things from that perspective. Now, there are those of us, obviously, who used to take part in professional murder mystery evenings who used to use the denouement as the time where the killer was actually revealed. I presume, actually, we don't actually have any murders to actually sort of say the last 12 months.
I think it's, you would probably, the title of the exhibition is called A Denouement, so it still is up for grabs, actually.
Oh, right.
It's not the denouement. You want.
So
I think one needs to
grind.
Be, you know, you need those sort of, be aware of those sort of slight nuances. And I think the whole nature of the Mistaken Presence project is as much about sort of misunderstanding or creating new narratives, new meanings from things that really exist. So it could be sort of fictional or fact. So I think we want to keep our options open in terms of the final.
In so many ways, that can sum up the whole weekly contributions of Cameron Tilbury and Musical Choices. Sometimes you can lose things in the communication, the whole thing can work through. There's certainly no confusing Gord Bamford, who is leaning on international radio for Leaning on a Lonesome Song. Now, we featured Gord, obviously, earlier in the series, or back in 2012, in fact, with Is It Friday Yet? I know, Katie, you're saying, Is It Friday Yet? You know, is it a question mark there? How do we phrase that? This particular one, quite special for the young man who was born in Australia, and he's currently touring in Australia.
Yeah.
So, over to you, Cameron. Would you like to launch this, and then we'll talk with your special guests?
Excellent. Sounds good. This song was just launched this week. We released it as a single. We've had a bunch of stations, including London, Paris, Germany, and Australia, just add this one right out of the box. It's a great song, and probably it's a fan favorite for Gord. This is called Leaning on a Lonesome Song, Gord Bamford on Siren FM.
Leaning on a lonesome song. Going out of my mind, she said, man. maybe, she said maybe, she'll come back in time.
I think piquant is the adjective I'd use to define the last little, almost melancholic ending to Leaning on a Lonesome Song. And yet, strangely, Cameron, when I was listening to it today, just checking that it was all in full broadcast form, I thought, yeah, this works. This works for me. Let's see. Yeah. Katie Grimerson, what did you make of the whole thing?
I liked it. I thought it was very tranquil.
Mm, yeah, that's a chill-out routine. Ed?
You know, it was dwell on the last chord and what that does for me, but the last chord did it, and so did the first chord, actually. I was sold by the first chord.
The last chord and the first chord.
Today.
Much like Mistaken Presence. What did you make of it, John?
Well, the song, not a lot, if I was honest.
That's okay. Honesty is perfectly all right. You know, we can appreciate that. Yeah, well, 3 out of 4 ain't bad, Cameron. You know, 75% at the first.
Sorry about that, Cameron. That's...
Cameron, who are your special guests?
You may recall when you've had my wife on, Jolia.
Of course.
And she's played a song called Crazy Country Girl that she wrote with Irish singer-songwriter Pete Kennedy.
Yes.
Well, I'm sitting here at the Edge Hill Cafe just off of Music Row in Nashville, and one of my guests is Pete. I'm going to introduce Pete, and then I'll let him introduce our other special guest.
Here's Pete Kennedy. The true genius that is Pete Kennedy. Pete Kennedy, sir, we are almost not worthy, but welcome to Nashville's transatlantic city across the sea in many ways. That, of course, would be Lincoln. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Alex. How are you doing?
Excellent. Oh, it's the old Irish brogue coming across there, which is marvellous, sir. The old McCormick household coming across there. Sort of great stuff. Which I take it from the southern states of Ireland, then.
Yes, I am. I'm from County Offaly, which is completely in the middle, in the central Ireland.
Ah,
right,
you
beside the Slieve Blue Mountains. It's,
you see, I can...
Very, very tranquil.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of, most of my connections are Sligo and Ballinafad, but the listener is not interested in finding out about sort of Left Chook, sort of McCormick background there, but still, touch of the Bolani stone. What are you doing in Nashville at present, and what sort of exciting things is Cameron looking after you for?
Well, I've moved over to Nashville, and I just came into town here. I've been here about 6 or 7 times in the last 12 months, and I decided to just up and move over here, and I'm now just here since Friday. And you might recall I was on tour with both Neil Sedaka in the UK and then on to the Stylistics in November in the UK, where I visited many cities and had a fantastic response from the audience and really enjoyed myself. Well, on that tour I met a gentleman who was the lead singer of the Stylistics, and his name was Ebram Brown.
Oh, wow.
It was a funny thing, actually, because I was backstage in Chatham, and we were getting ready to go out, and I was playing the guitar and warming up my vocals, and Eben and I seemed to hit it off straight from the off, really, because we seemed to be the two that were always having the chats and having a bit of fun and the laughs. So it just said, hey, you know what, maybe we should record something when you go to Nashville. So I said to her, that right. And so out of a thought came a plan, and out of the plan came an action. So we've both come to Nashville this weekend. We came straight to Music Row and recorded a classic song from Ray Charles called Georgia on My Mind. Oh. And we've done it as a duet. And I'll tell you something, I'm really, really pleased with how it turned out, and our voices blended well. So I'm excited.
That is fantastic news. I mean, this is
why we're here today. So.
Georgia, marvellous. I'm just floating away here, etc. So it's great news. So is he also with yourself and Cameron in this wonderful scenario, etc.? Well, I think, Pete, for the moment, a big build-up. This is great stuff. Would you like to introduce Ebram in full force from the Stylistics, of course?
Yes, I will indeed, and thanks for having me also, Alex. I'd like to introduce to your audience the legendary Stylistics frontman, Mr. Ebram Brown.
Ah, fantastic. There we are, Ebram Brown.
Hello, how are you?
I'm looking at I'm Gonna Win, I'd Rather Be Hurt By You, Disco Baby, From the Mountain, Tears and Souvenirs, What Goes Around Comes Around. I mean, we are seeing some legends here, you know. I mean, let's not get me started on I Can't Give You Anything But My Love, you know.
Right.
It's just, I mean, Katie, I realise this, I'm too young to appreciate the Stylistics, but lead singer, you know, very exciting. Your mum will probably like her. Hello, Sharon.
Yeah.
There we are. Stylistics, John, are you a Stylistics fan or Neil Sedaka?
I know of them. I can remember the Stylistics. Yeah.
Mistaken presence, you see. And Ed.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
Sedaka too.
It's just wonderful. So Nashville isn't the sort of place that immediately springs to mind when you think of the Stylistic sound. Are you gradually managing to convert our country music folk into more beautiful sounding music? Not that country music obviously can't be beautiful, because obviously it is, you know, but, you know, what's the thought there?
Well, my thought is, you know, first and foremost, way before the Stylistics, I grew up in Newark, New Jersey. The group is from Philadelphia originally, but I grew up in Newark, New Jersey, Northern Jersey. And I've always had a front row to country music and a love for it because I come from the gospel out of church. And at that time, you know, with the likes of Mr. Conway Twitty and people like that, you know, I have had a great pleasure of meeting him before his death. I've always had a love for country music, and I got a lot of knowledge of it, and I've always wanted to embark on it. You know, I mean, I'm a smooth jazz artist in my own right. I'm a guitarist and a, you know, songwriter originally, but you know, country has been my favorite forever, and I'm just I don't know if I can say if because to me music is music, you know, but I'm definitely planning a single for the country market very soon. Here in Nashville.
This is fantastic stuff, and again, it just sort of works through that, and it's always nice to speak to a Newark, New Jersey soul, because I always feel that you tell it like it is. That's the important thing.
Yeah, we try.
It's critical. Ed, questions for Ivan.
Music is music. I love that. It's saying it as it is. If you could take one piece of music with you for the rest of time that somebody else composed, what would that be?
You mean taking away from the Stylistics?
Or anybody else. If you could hold a piece of music with you forever and ever, what would it be? Impossible question.
I mean, you know, you might laugh at this, but I think it'll be Tim McGraw's Don't Take Me From.
I'll research that one later on.
Yeah.
I like that. Katie, questions for yourself.
What artist do you like at the minute?
What are your current favourite artists, Simon?
Oh, wow, yeah, my artist, my
I could say Pete Kennedy if you wanted to. I mean, he's sitting next to you, you know.
Well, Pete Kennedy is definitely one of my favourites, but I tell you something very interesting. Alison Krauss has sparked my interest for many years. Alison Krauss, Joe Diffie, Neil McCoy, Tim McGraw, of course, Faith Hill, Shania Twain, definitely, you know, people like that in country. As far as anything else, you know, my idol group was The Moments, Love on a Two-Way Street, which became Red Goodman and Brown later on, which I actually became a member of that group. And how many people get to join the idol groups, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's pretty much Kenny Rogers, of course, Willie Nelson, Lionel Richie, definitely, you know.
Fantastic stuff. I genuinely feel honoured and privileged, and I've got to ask you two final questions. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us across the Atlantic today?
I'm sorry.
Has it been an okay telephone link with your good self?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
So can we look forward to featuring you again in the very near future?
Please do, because I need you. Well,
to be told by a Stylistics person that you need. Listen, what would you like from the Stylistics server we've got? Again, I'll run through them. I'm going to win. I'd Rather Be Hurt by You, Disco Baby, From the Mountain, Tears and Souvenirs, What Goes Around Comes Around, Let's Put It All Together, Can't Give You Anything, Funky Weekend, Nana Is the Saddest Word, or Thank You Baby. Which tune would you like us to go out with?
We can go out with, Let's Put It All Together.
Gina, yeah, I think that's an excellent choice, because we have it. If you'd like to pass the phone back to Cameron, we'll pick that up from the moment.
Sure.
Many thanks indeed to sort of wrap up that. Well, as a bonus, that is. You see, Cameron, doing duty in a cafe, etc. Happy trails for now.
Thank you,
good stuff. We'll speak again very soon.
Thanks very kindly, and God bless you all. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Thank it's you. Wonderful, great. See, that's.
Well, how's that for some special guest?
Well, Cameron, you just do the business, don't you, on a week by week basis, which is phenomenal. We haven't asked Pete those last two questions, but I'm sure you will answer them for him and dig that through. In fact, Katie's going to throw them at the three of you. Cameron,
okay.
Pete, and Ivan, go on. Off you go.
Well, to the three of you, have you had an interesting telephonic link with us today?
Mm-hmm.
I think I can answer for everyone and say yes.
And can we look forward to connecting with you again?
You certainly can.
Fantastic. Up soon, the musical theme continues with, of course, Emma Smith, who's composed this wonderful thing that's been written especially for the Grey Friars building in the City of Lincoln, but as selected by lead singers from the Stylistics. Let's put it all together. Brown, of course, Pete Kennedy and Cameron Tilbury. So you're listening to the Midweek Drive on Siren 107.3 FM, also sirenonline.co.uk. You can watch us on the webcam if you so choose and want to visualise the team that are actually in the studio present, Katie Grimmison, of course, Ed Wellman, and the co-director of the fabulous Mistaken Presence. That would be, of course, John Plowman, who's here. Now, Ed, you're going under deep cover in various ways because you're accepting the invitation to become a collection of as many singers as possible to be part of a performance of a new song that's been written especially for the Grey Friars building. Now, who might have actually written that song, Ed?
Emma Smith.
Not the legendary Emma Smith that we're going to hear now,
surely. She may well be on the line.
Emma Smith, are you there?
Hello, what an introduction.
Oh, it's always crucial on that sort of basis that you're there. Now, it's fair to say that John was singing your praises earlier, and quite rightly so, no pun intended, praises being sung, etc. What kind of inspiration has led you to comprise this whole routine? Because putting out that request, which obviously we echo it now across the Siren airwaves and beyond, for folk to get along to the rehearsal on the 7th of February at 7:30 p.m. To actually take part in this grand event, what sort of things have been sort of your inspiration for it, or is it just a case of Lincoln enough is inspiration?
Well, it certainly is, but this has been the song that's actually very, very specifically linked to the Greyfriars building. So we did a call out in September for songs that were more linked just to the city in general and to Lincoln, looking at the history of songs. I collected a large archive of songs over a huge swathe of history that linked to the city, and they've informed in part the work. But then I also got together a working group with volunteers who are historians, linguists being involved, and together where we did some historic research looking at the history of voice and what's been said and sound on the space at the Grey Friars, but all the earlier periods of its existence. We did some sort of more imagining what the voice might have been in that space. So the song is a kind of composite of all these different voices from the whole history of the building, and the idea is to get lots of people together and sound them all at once at the same time.
We spoke in December to Charles Harrison, of course, from Lincoln Cathedral, the sub-organist, I believe, his official title at Lincoln Cathedral. Hadn't realised that, in fact, it's your former music tutor, Ed Graham McAdam, who's
That's
going
right.
to be on piano for this
Mr.
scenario.
McAdam, yes.
So, Emma, what can Ed look forward to? I mean, I presume there's going to be an audition procedure, or will it be a case of, no, I'm sorry, you're out? You know, what's the
no,
sort
no,
of process?
It's definitely a matter of you're in. So the idea is that it's a very open process. We're looking for as many people to get involved. We'd like as many people who sing. Generally, that may be as a hobby or whatever, but we're inviting as many people to come as possible. So if there are people who do sing normally, that would be great, because then they can help everyone else along. But the whole thing is just open to everybody, to the public, to come and have a go sounding out these words. So the idea with the rehearsal on Thursday the 7th in the evening is that Charles Harrison, as you mentioned, is going to work through all of the lyrics with everybody and the tune, and we'll have Graham McAdam on the piano to help us do that. But also we're going to have along Loretta Levitt, who's an expert in Lincolnshire dialect, and some of the song is written in Lincolnshire dialect, so she's also coming along to the rehearsals to help us figure out how to pronounce some of these older phrases and terms, which some people I'm sure will be much more familiar with than me, but hopefully we'll have a good go at sounding
okay.
them.
Uh, Katie Grimerson, would you be up for this challenge of going along and taking part in this choir next Thursday?
I'm not sure. I'm not very good at singing.
I'm just kind of thinking, because, I mean, Emma, I mean, if you kind of, because a lot of people say they're not very good at singing, and some indeed are quite tone deaf. But, you know, as we know, we've featured a few on this show in many ways who sort of worked through that. But is Katie somebody who you'd sort of say, yeah, we would welcome you, Katie, because we appreciate that Birmingham folk who are studying at the University of Lincoln can also have something to say as well?
Definitely, absolutely. The whole idea really is we're trying to just get as many people as we can, and the reason we want people who feel comfortable singing is that they can help people who feel totally uncomfortable. But as far as I'm concerned, everybody's very welcome, and the whole project really has been to celebrate voice in all its forms, and so we just want to get as many people together and have a really good fun time, and that's really the main focus.
Ed, you'd look up.